ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and it is the 20th day of 2022. Man, I'll tell you, that's just a lot of 20s and 22s and the whole bit, you know? What if they gave a nuclear war and nobody in the press, including Fox, knew about it? All right. And none of the talking heads knew about it for the most part. But yet the actual closeness or proximity to it, we have not seen. Well, the closest we saw was when possibly the Iranians put a bunch of soldiers and kidnapped them in a ship, okay? But before that, we go back a longer way in the past. But let me just say this to you. It's out of Matthew 24. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. We've already been in the beginning of sorrows. Now, we're still here, but I'm going to tell you, this is all I can tell you as a watchman. And as a watchman, I'm supposed to sound out as best I can what I feel might be coming or what I see from the tower looking off into the distance, into the woods or down the river or wherever I might be, okay? Whatever I can be up on the mountain and looking down and look over the valley and I see something coming. My job is to tell you about it. Let you decide. Let you take it to the Lord Jesus. Let you take it to our Father in heaven in prayer and to get your answer as to how you should comport yourself and how you should do it. If you discount it and don't look at it, or if it's, that's your decision, that's your free will. But if I haven't warned you and something happens and I knew that I should warn you, then the blood's on my hands. But I'm going to always.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hawk coming to you live again. I had to go to the tin cans. I had to go to the tin can scenario because somebody don't want old Hawk on the air tonight telling the truth. Somebody does not want. And let me just tell you one more time, you see. Whenever old Hawk is over the target and is talking about giving you the straight warning, the watchman's warning, then that means that when they knock me off the air, then they've just telltaled themselves like a bunch of dummies. Now you know that you better listen up. You better listen to what the old Hawk's got to say. And now they got me riled up that I'm going to spew a pie on them. And here's the deal. Here is the deal. What if they gave a nuclear war and nobody, I'm going to repeat myself, and nobody in the mainstream news and the talking heads knew anything about it, all right? And here's what I'm going to tell you, that right now the Russians and the United States both have done, and this was done in the last day or two, there's been a lead up to it, but yesterday we heard, and I won't say who heard, but let's just say some of the smartest signal intelligence people in the entire world, from a past era, by the way, all right, who still know all the words, all the codes, all the protocols, all the stuff. Well, let me just tell you, yesterday the Russians who have been using, and I'm just going to tell you their stuff because it makes no difference, because they'll do what they ever do anyway. They used 3 to 5 different modes or types of communication to make sure all of their units all over the world got it, okay? Now, there's some items in the regular news that would tell you certain stuff about what's going on, but not this. They even used the their Cyrillic CW, They're keyed in, but in the Cyrillic language, which many people don't even know what that is. C-Y-R-L-I-L-L-I-C, Cyrillic, okay? Look it up. It's a Russian language. It's Russian alphabet, all right? So they did it in all sorts of types of ways, and they're very clear, they're clever. Remember I talked to you about several weeks ago how they used a Western pop or rock song name was the one of their whatever activated their one time or their daily set of orders or directed their troops, their ships, their plane, their spacecraft. Oh, yes, their spacecraft, and directed them to the right set of orders to be in their position. Now they've gone to the next group, the next scenario, all right, and they've gone to the final countdown, and then that was followed with Eye of the Tiger, okay? Because, you see, they're cute and clever at the same time, and then nobody except maybe less than 3 to 4 people in the world had the capability to understand what they were doing with this, and they were able to find it out, okay? So now what it just coincides with, the Eye of the Tiger, remember the picture with Putin, with the tiger pictures and all of that stuff? You remember all of that? Well, that's the authenticator code. That's the authenticator code. And you see, that basically also corresponded with the main command in Moscow, okay, sending those orders out. And then there's ways that some people in the signal intelligence world know who sent it out by the type of prefixes and predicates and protocols and how it's done, the strength of signal, the way it's done, where it originates from, or what relay it takes place first. There's a million different variables on that, and there are some people that know that, okay, in deep background, but they just are. So anyway, the Eye of the Tiger was the authenticator code, and the Russians all over the world have their nuclear weapons cocked and locked everywhere. Their troops are cocked and locked. Their ships, their planes, their spacecraft, their bases, everything they got is cocked and locked and ready to go. Now, they'll talk about this, that, and the other, and they're going to have naval drills coming up at the end of the month and all that. And there is no time frame that we know of exactly. But when you have two kids, the biggest kids on the block, all right, and they've got all their stuff cocked and locked, they're ready to go. They got their fists clenched. They've taken in the wintertime and dipped their leather glove down in the icy. I did this one time. It was very effective. Dipped the rubber, the leather glove down in the icy slush. And then when you pop somebody in the face with it, the leather seems to tear a little skin. You know what I mean? So that's just an aside. But let me tell you, they're cocked and locked. Now, the United States. I'm not going to give the code words because they have not changed in a lot of years. But mostly you've come through 2-3 generations and never heard the damn things. And most people are not even cleared to hear it because the radio men and all the different people are, they keep them like the mushroom theory. They keep them in the dark and they only feed them enough to be able to act as relays and that kind of stuff. Whereas the high dog people, there is an echelon or a group that at the top of the food chain in the SIGINT world, they do have the knowledge, they do have the ability, and all of that. And let me tell you something. All United States nuclear weapons are cocked and locked, or at least ready to go, all right, ready to go, and somebody's watching them, and somebody's gassing them up or goosing them up or looking at the switches or whatever you're going to do. Now, the U.S. would have to have, you see, because they changed this protocol. It used to be you had your triad, you know, you had your bombers, you had your ICBMs, or in other sections of the world, you had intermediate range nukes. you had on your ships, you had your submarines, and also on some of our ships had nukes, okay, that could be launched and launched on the targets. And if they couldn't hear anything on the nets, or they couldn't get anything, or if they were hearing of explosions or some kind of comms came through that verified that there had been a nuclear detonation somewhere in the United States or on a U.S. base or against a U.S. fleet or whatever it might be, that they could launch all there on their pod at the thing. And then we had the B-52s on the routes, you know, on the fail-safe routes and everything like that. And they were built like tanks and analog stuff and this and that. And they could come in from a high altitude and they could play some good, interesting games. Well, now they have missiles and all kind of stuff on them too. Now, the U.S., let me repeat, the Russians and the United States, their nuclear protocols are fully in there. Oh, what does that mean? We're at DECON 1, DECON 2, no, screw all of that. This is the final countdown. I have the tiger for the Russians, and this is two nice words. They're not nice words, but they're little used. But let me just tell you that for some that have a semblance or a little bit different look at it, you can just say that boxcar is up. And boxcar is over mainsail. Boxcar is over the mainsail. Mainsail is there, and other places are answering up just as they should, and other airborne commands and what have you. Now they're even getting a little cute on that, okay? But boxcar is up, and anybody who's understanding, many don't have a clue, but like, even in the military today, but they can look it up and they'll say, oh, the Shiite, like the Shiite Muslims, okay? They'll say, oh, Shiite, all right? Because this thing is ready to go, and it is both cocked and locked for whatever it is. They've got the hypersonics. We probably don't. We might have some space assets that they don't, although they have some. They got faster than light stuff, just like we do. Oh yeah, they got like their equivalent to a TR-3 or something like that. Because the Russians invest in that stuff and don't invest for the last war, okay? They're not investing. They're pushing the envelope forward and ahead. And there's a lot of good military out there, and I just want to have a prayer. Lord Jesus, will you go and will you touch one of our brethren? He was a captain. He is a captain. He's still a captain, and he was a captain in the Marines. Will you go and touch the jarhead, and will you give him the final measure, Lord? Get him over the hump and renew and restore him back to full health. We prayed for him a number of times, and I heard real good information from him today that he is thanking Jesus for the help and for the prayers that you have given him. Now, let me just go back to what I'm telling you. Yes, Bret Baier and all the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the XYZs and the huckabucks of the situational room and all that stuff. They don't know Jack Dooley squat. They give them a handout every morning. They tell them, or they say, oh, yeah, we got the Pentagram correspondent. Book, book, book. All right? Well, let me tell you what. The Russians went to Final Countdown, then they went to Eye of the Tiger, and that was the authenticator. Now, those who know the two words that I'm not going to say because they are code words, all right, I'm not going to say them. But suffice to say, somebody who knows what those were, they heard them, and they also heard other things that they would know to be protocols, okay, for the Casablanca, okay, Casablanca protocols, okay? Not Casablanca in Morocco, but Casablanca, okay? You figure it out. Now, and all that's, this is just satire, people. You know all of that. It's all just satire, right? But why then in the midst of all of this, does the fiddle with boys internally, the secret police for the Beijing boys, okay? Why do they go after Democrat Cuellar, okay? Because he's pitched a bitch about the border, the southern border, ruining his district and destroying Texas. and he's a Democrat, and he's complained about Biden and all of this. What did? They went right after him, didn't they? Well, I'm going to tell you what. This stuff is going to get wild weasel, and you're going to find that even the Fiddlewood boys internally, they're not going to know what has hit them or done anything to them, because they're going to find that a hypersonic missile comes directly across over their thing and goes kaboom and lands in their pods too, you see? The Russians will take care of all of that. Now, for you don't know and you didn't understand it or you didn't really think about it, there are submarines, right? We had the Russian submarine. How many years old Hawk been telling you that there's been out at the 12-mile limit that we got Russian subs up and down the East Coast, in the Gulf Coast? Remember the one in the Gulf Coast that reported to you had been there 6 months? It surfaced. They didn't even know it had been there. That's the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Air Force, Marines, Army. Nobody knew it was there. Nah, NSA didn't know it was there. Pops right up, and that was years ago. Then up and down the West Coast. Well, let me tell you, part of the protocols, and so you understand it, okay, is that all the aircraft, they're going to have them up, and I've intimated it a little bit. We've been seeing this for a little while. They've been putting the aircraft up in the air, U.S. military aircraft in the air, and as of a little while ago, apparently there were over 550-plus U.S. military planes in the air. That's just the ones that are transponding or were transponding earlier, okay? And there's a whole lot of others that are up that are going to regional airport here, hopscotching over to this little mountain airport that just happens to have a pretty long runway they can land on. Or like C-130s, they don't need much. They can land at the county seat in Whatcher, wherever Whatcher's county seat is, in Iowa, and load all them friends out there in the Iowa. You know, God bless you all out there. And I just, you know, I think about people where I know where they're at, and it's just as I think up something, I just think about it all the time. And may the Lord protect all of the listeners against all evil and provide you with everything you need to survive and to go on down the line and to stay in the game and to see the glory when the Lord Jesus comes with his archangels and takes the Lucys up and nails them and sends them to the fiery furnace, okay? But before all of that, you see, you've got what Jesus has told you in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Revelations, because Revelations is what the Lord Jesus tells John of Patmos. They're the revelations of the Lord Jesus to John of Patmos, okay? So that's why I was put here, was to focus on these. A lot of other people talk about other parts. I was put here and recruited to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear, about what might be coming down the pike and how to possibly prepare. So I'm going to tell you one more time. The Russians have gone to the final countdown. There is a countdown that sometime this a.m., which would be probably later on tonight, okay, will be the end of the 48 hours. And they're going to want an answer from Swinkin', Blinkin', and Lincoln, you know, or Sleepy Joe and the crawfish, okay? They're going to want some kind of an answer, all right? And then if they don't get it, then at any time, there could be something. But my one brother who was telling me about the 550-plus U.S. mil aircraft in the air, and they're doing hopscotch. You know why? Because they don't want to get hit with a hypersonic missile sitting on the dadgum runway like they might have been at Pearl Harbor. Nobody wants the Pearl Harbor. All the ships in San Diego are out to sea, you see. All the carriers, the sub-ups, and all the stuff. Out of Bremerton, out of Treasure Island, out of Maine, out of Oceana, Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads, all of that stuff, Savannah, Patuxent, Charleston. Everybody's out and about. All right, everybody's out and about. The planes are playing hide the pee, or like I used to see it in New York City years ago. Three card Monte, hide the queen. Where's she at? She in the middle. She at the end. Wherever she at, hide the three card Monte, or hide the pee under the shells. And I'm going to tell you, that is what is going on. Now, I just am going to say it one more time. The U.S., the code words that were associated with establishing the top-of-the-line imminent nuclear protocols that would have to be instituted in order to get cocked and locked in all these areas. But the difference is that the United States must still rely upon submarines hearing radio message from Joe, Red China Joe, or Commissar Kamala, or Nancy Pelosi, depending upon the scenario, or down the list of the people, you see. And we live in a time when it's not a half an hour or 20 minutes till midnight where the ICBM comes over the poles and pops down on the target, but we're talking about a hypersonic missile that could be already up in the air orbiting, all right, and then at the last second pops down and in 1 minute takes out of New York City and all of the banking and all of the stock market and all of this. Is there any wonder that the Federal Reserve is talking about issuing digital currency now? Is that the case? Well, where are they going to do it? They've got their own bunker out in the hills in Virginia. And let me tell you something else. I'm going to tell you something that we've not seen really happen before. I'm going to tell you and repeat again. Repeat, we've not really seen it happen before. We've not really seen it happen before. In terms of HF radio comms, we've seen it in terms of, oh, yes, data transmission and sat, you know, sat, you know, phones and that kind of stuff. But you see, you have a FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Association, right, or, you know, administration. And basically what it is continuity of government. They don't give a crap about you surviving, but they do like their hot and cotton governor this and senator that and this and that and the other. But the fact of the matter is that, as I've told you many times, an Obama brought it out, you know, back in his deal. I read it to you the other night, but for some of you where it may not have been there, let's see what they, it was a new executive order signed by Obama, effectively creates a structure of military governors for martial law. And he did it on about the 10th of January, 2010. And I said, one must read closely, but when it dawns on you that 10 governors to be appointed by the president will perhaps soon correspond to the 10 FEMA regions and effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the President in a system of regional military governors over all states, not just the states they might be from, you see. Well, anyway, you can look all that up. And I've talked to you about all of that. Well, in the midst of that, they're also working Robin Sage to come after U.S. people, you know, hardcore people that have liberty on their stripe on their arm. It says liberty. All right. And they're the revolutionaries or the hootenannies of Pineland, you know. It's like back to Jade Helm when the, what was it in Judge Pape's courtroom where Balestri or the other guy says, well, we knew what kind of shirts they wear in North Carolina. We wanted to find out what kind of shirts they wore in Texas. Well, let me tell you something. You guys ain't ready for Texas, I'll tell you that. And you figure that out already. But I'll say this to you. We have today, this afternoon, the FEMA regions all set up their HF nets. Their nets for high frequency communication, radio comms, not the laser beamed, bop, bop, bop of the data streams and all of that. No, back to good old high power, radio communications. The Nets were set up, and Mount Weather, as the head honcho of that, Mount Weather, they basically, and you got Mount Pony, you got Mount Weather, you got the West Virginia, the Greenbrier, that stuff could still be activated. They have others up and down the Blue Ridge and the Appalachian chain, you know. They got deep underground all over the place. And Boxcar could be anywhere they want to be, but Boxcar could be in the air. Boxcar could be in space. Boxcar could be in an underground base, all right? And I'm going to be looking at nuclear protocols are already cocked and locked all over the world, and you got a day and age of the hypersonic missiles, or even without that, just fast cruise missiles, all right? Then I need the hypersonic. You got a Russian submarine off the coast of the United States, off of Virginia or Maryland, that pops up, and it had that submarine carries 16 missiles on it. Each missile has 10 multiple reentry vehicle nuclear warheads. In other words, each of those 16 missiles can hit 10 targets each of those, because once they get up, they pop the other warhead, the MERS, and they can go and hit other targets elsewhere. So you could hit New York, D.C., Boston, Virginia, Oceana, Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach. You could hit Patuxent. You could hit all the stuff up and down, Charleston, Savannah. You know, Savannah's got a lot of nuclear material there and stuff like that, you know. And then you could also hit Miami, and you could hit Bragg, and, you know, a whole lot of different targets, okay? And I could hit 10 targets with just one missile. And those missiles could be up and delivered, and they could hit within less than 5 minutes. Well, you think Joe Beijing, you think old Red China Joe, can, if he craps his pants, can get a new set of drawers on before 5 minutes is up? I don't think so. And so the kind of thing is that you got to have Commissar Kamala's got to be on the horn, don't she? She got to be somewhere in the wings, and she has been. And she even got mad when somebody's asking her about the stuff today. Again, she got real angry on the TV. The other was to a Democratic woman, to a lefty person on the television. So we got Eye of the Tiger authenticated. We got a certain two words, you know. And I ain't telling you the words because I don't want to tell them. It's not that the Russians wouldn't know them. It's just that the stupid shitbirds would come and say, well, you, you know. Well, let me tell you what. You guys are waiting and trying to go after the people in the United States government, are trying to go after the people, those of the wonderful people of the United States, okay? And you are going to be thrown into the fiery lake yourself. Let me tell you, if you have not out there, people, if you're not out there, if you have not repented of your sins and asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you should do it right now. You should do it right now. You can start. You can get on your knees, your prayer closet, wherever it is. You can sit in your truck, your car, whatever it is. You say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I'm going to repent of my sins. I'm going to repent of them to you right now. And Lord, will you come into my heart? Will you be my Savior? Will you wash me clean with your blood? And you know what? If you're sincere, he will start to wash you clean. He will start to get you going. You'll start to feel his anointing. You'll start to see it. It'll be like an old window that's so covered with dirt, dust, and grime in a factory that hasn't been open for 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 years. And you go in there, you clean the window, you throw a little water and a little soap on it, you try to wash it, and it just gums it all up. Then you spray it with a little Windex and all of that. And let me tell you what, then the Lord Jesus come in, and he in one swipe, he can swipe down. Oh, you can start to see light out there. Boy, he hits it another swipe, and man, oh, man. You're starting to say, well, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. hard, but I'm going to tell you, you ain't got that much time, because if this stuff goes down and all of this stuff is going, and if at the last minute you reach out to him, then go ahead and do that. But many people are not going to believe it. Many people are worried about the next election. Many people are just strictly focused on going on vacation, or they're focused on, you know, the masking and the COVID and the hop-hop and the doot-doot and the hack-a-lack-a. And all the stocks went down, and we got to get some la-la-la-la. Well, let me tell you what. You should be buying gold, silver, platinum, and you should have food, water purification equipment, firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, thousands of rounds of ammunition. Okay, and one for everybody in the family, you know, at least. Maybe a long arm, a sidearm, and a pop gun, you know, a shotgun. You know what I'm saying? But you can get a band of the hand, and you can get five people in your family or your next-door neighbor who's a good guy, or a tough woman, a single mama who would like to survive and knows the Lord Jesus, and she knows how to shoot a shotgun or to shoot a pistol or shoot a rifle. Well, let me tell you what, arm them up. Don't arm the goofballs up, or who you think you got in your group or your Facebook or this, or you're playing games in the metaverse. Ooh, boom, 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 boom. They've been playing around with that in the community, in the intelligence community, for 15 years. They used to have a park there where you could go and get on the park bench, people said. And you would talk to people, and you could be a slick character, you know, with laid-back Elvis hair. Or maybe you got a blind woman, you know, but that blind woman is really a 400-pound, 6'8" goofball, you know? I mean, whatever it is. And they used to try to, then they would play games. You had boring people there. All that metaverse crap has been going on for years. It's the avatar stuff, the avatars, and all that crazy crap. Get off these nets and get on to the Bible. Get on to the Bible and start to read it and read it to your children, and you better get ready and you better be prepared, okay? Because I don't know if tomorrow's the date. I don't know if tonight later is the date. I don't know if it's next week or February or 6 months from now. But I can tell you, and I can tell you unequivocally, from my sources and as a watchman on the wall, I'm required to remind you and alert you, and then it's up to you to take it to the Lord in prayer and decide what you want to do. And if we by chance get a reprieve from our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus, and I'm just going to be so thankful that we do, but I know that I've gotten more prepared because I got a few more groceries yesterday, or I bought a few more golf balls for the golf ball drivers and five irons and et cetera, you know? There's that 357 iron that I know that guy out west just got him a new 357 iron, all right? And normally he shoots them long balls. He's got the big driver, the one that goes plink and really storms it out there. And old Mickey Lapua, old Mickey, he's got one of them long arm deals down there. But he's got that mist, that funky, foggy mist of the jungle type areas and all that to deal with. But let me just say this. The Russians are at final countdown and eye of the tiger. They are cocked and locked in all their nukes, all their vessels, all their ships, all their planes, all their troops. They already have the orders. It's just a matter of green go or Zahad, you know, that's a charge. That's Russian for charge, I think, like the charge of a Russian cavalry unit or something. Zahad, I think, is a charge, is it not? Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, do not screw around. The U.S., they've had the two code words that they have not changed. And the reason they don't change them is so the dummies can't get mixed up and can't say, oh, well, that, I thought you really meant such and such. No, it's the same thing. That's the same way when the command structures at the times of the highest level of national security in terms of the most threat the most propensity, the most possibility for annihilation or destruction of our country at that time period. They don't bury the commands, and they do not bury. They do not bury the command names or the different things. So you got the two words. You got boxcar. You got mainsail. You got all this stuff up, and it ain't like it used to be 10, 15 years ago. It just ain't. But there's still some. And I'm going to tell you something. They're in the Cheyenne Mountain. They're in the deep in the Blue Ridge. They're deep in the heart of Texas. They're, you know, in Colorado. They're in Montana. They're wherever they might be. They're in Missouri. Okay, they're in Missouri under a lake, maybe. Under a lake, you know. And it ain't the one that you might think they're under. All right? But then they got some other things down there that are under those lakes or go under them, too. You got in Kansas City the largest underground limestone storage facilities in the world. They got trains, whole cities down there. You know, post offices, warehouses, parking lots, every kind of thing under the sun. Way down deep, way down deep. Eisenhower had 3 years of food for all of America, these things. Well, they gave that away during the cheese, the government cheese pass-outs for a while. But I'm telling you, I'm giving you the watchman's warning. You take it to our Father in Heaven and to Lord Jesus in prayer. You ask them what you should do, and then you decide for yourself. You don't say, well, Hawk made me do this, or Hawk said this. All Hawk is doing is warning you as the watchman on the wall. As the watchman on the wall, and let me tell you something. Brother Quayle, myself, and others, Brother Quayle put me on, what? Going on 18 years ago now. You remember the first night he had me on as a guest? Some of you do. And what did Steve and I talk about? Steve said, Hawk, you've got a good handle on what's going to happen in like the Ezekiel 38, 39, the Gog-Magog War and all of that. Can you take us around the world and where you see this happening and that happening? And you want to know what? Just about every place that Steve and I talked about that night, it's going just exactly by the book and what we laid out. Oh, some variants, you know, that's to be understood. But Venezuela was there. Cuba was there. People say, oh, well, they got stuff going to Venezuela. Well, let me tell you something. Chavez years ago ordered the Hind helicopters, the MiGs, all the hundreds of thousands of the AKs, the millions of rounds of ammunition, the anti-tank weapons, the RPGs, this, the artillery, everything. With that, he got Russian advisors, and they came down. He then was getting also nuclear material in the Chavez land back then from the Iranians and also the North Koreans. The North Korean subs would go in there. You remember on air the night I said that the Russian subs are going up in the old Nazi sub pens underneath La Orquilla Island, which is a presidential retreat island off the coast of Venezuela. And I said, they're letting the Russian subs go in there. You know what year that was when I told you? You know what year it was? It was about 2005. And you also remember I set it out one night, and then we came back the next night and said, oh, isn't this interesting? The U.S. Navy sent a P-3 Orion back then. Today it might be a P-8 Poseidon, but whatever it would be, they sent the P-3 Orion. And then the military air traffic control in Venezuela, which could have been the Russian, you know, could have been a Russian at that point in time, you see, could have been a Russian. But they said, does the U.S. Navy P-3 Orion pop, pop, pop? Do you need several MiGs to come over there and to escort you back in the international airspace? Do you need that? Is that what you need? Do you not know where you're at? Well, they were looking for what old Hawk told them to look for, and by George, they people found it. And the Russians have been there since 2005. I've told you a dozen jillion times in the last couple of years that the Russians reopened the signal intelligence base at Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-G-S, in Cuba, which was the joint former Soviet and Cuban signal intelligence, and where they had the transmitters and the big antenna farms and all of the stuff for their radio communication. And they talk about jamming this, jamming that. They've been doing that since the 50s. Been doing all that since the 1950s, okay? Yeah, okay. People talk to me, well, let me tell you. BC, get back on. I'm on with the little, I'm on the tin cans now. Yeah, and then I'll tell you what, an old engine tells me to get flush shafts for the good old 12 gauge. And that's not a bad thing when you're hiding in deep in the woods or you're in the jungle and you want to shoot pochettes, they go right through and they cut you like with the razor blade. You know what I'm saying? Now, anyway, you'll hear some stuff on TV, but it'll all be some talk about a World War II type invasion by the Russians. Get in there, and the U.S., by golly, if they do an incursion, we're going to sanction them hard sanctions economically. Well, if they do that, they're going to zip, 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 and I'll tell you what, the Red Chinese have already informed any of our athletes mention anything about politics in Red China that they're going to be arrested, okay? They'll keep them. You want to see a hostage scenario come up? You want to see all of that? Well, let me tell you what. This thing all might wait for the Chinese and the Russians to go at the same time. But if the Russians decide to go, then the Chinese are not going to be skiing downhill because they ain't got any snow anyway. Now, you want to know something that's interesting? To my old friend, Captain K out there. Old Captain K, yeah. I tell you what, I think it's time you make your move where you told me you wanted to move to the internal portions of the country. But old Captain K has been a good source of intelligence down on the Mexico border, down Southern California way, Coronado Bay, and all of that. Well, let me say this. We were talking about, and somebody else had tipped me to it, that the old USS Kitty Hawk, an aircraft carrier, was sold for a penny to apparently to a scrap house. Sold for a penny. And I'm going to tell you what, it just wasn't a nuclear-powered carrier. But that was a tough carrier, and a whole lot of people served on that or were with that or were in the Marines or on it or flew off of it, and they kicked some, you know what? And I like it because it's got the name The Hawk in it. The Hawk is back, they used to say. You know, when they came back from the cruise, they even make a special patch. The Hawk is back, okay? Or maybe they went out and they returned to the Philippines or somewhere. They're drinking a beer with a Spanish name on it, you know? So, the Kitty Hawk apparently was sold for a penny. But what I've also heard on the backside is that the scrapyard is not necessarily scrapping it, but it's gone, and then they're being in a rehab, a refit, a retrofit on a quick basis to improve it and to do things to it, and that allegedly, Red China Joe gave the carrier, don't you know, guess who, to she, the shining she of the Red Chinese. And then apparently maybe the old Kitty Hawk will now be called the old laundry ticket, and it'll have some new fresh fighter jets on it, new systems, and perhaps some new laser beams and retooled up engines of some sort and new radios and all that kind of stuff. And it might just be sitting off, you know, of Taiwan along with their other one or two carriers that are retrofitted. And you remember years ago on this old radio talking Hawk show, you remember how I brought you the information where somebody in the know said that they brought over the Red Chinese guys from their intel and in their Beijing University and all that stuff, brought them down to Florida years ago. This is not under DeSantis, but way long time ago, back in 204, 205, 206, that kind of area. And that they brought them in and that the Florida types introduced them to the national FEMA types, and then they also got involved in discussing ID cards, like world ID cards, smart cards, and then they also got into, I think, the initial discussions of what would maybe become the Google, and then we also have those balloons, the loony balloons, and all that stuff. Well, now those are all under DARPA, allegedly, but then it's DARPA. Also now allegedly with the Red Chinese. Who knows? But we've brought you a lot of warnings here for a long period of time. We also warned that time when there was a blackjack bomber 110 nautical miles off the coast of Old Virginia. And it was inbound, and the guy on the P3 Orion said, I need for you to scramble jets. And the woman said, Ed Andrews, the old national security whole head of the deal, you know, on the radio. Well, can't y'all handle that? Like she was chewing gum, doing her fingernails same time while she's on the radio. Right? Well, then the guy said for the P3 back then, no, I need to talk to your spring officer. I need for you to scramble jets. I got a Russian inbound bomber at 110 nautical miles off the coast. I need for you to scramble jets. And that was, I heard that about 30 seconds before I went on the air. We put that out, and by George, they scrambled jets all over the East Coast and flame burning on and got down there on that Russian and chased him back out to sea. So then at that period of time, some people started to appreciate and like the Hawk and his friends of the show, okay? Because we're really trying to protect the United States. We're trying to protect the people here, trying to protect all of the Americans, okay? Not trying to go after them with grinders and with secret police and this one and that one and the other one and grind them and tax them and arrest them and do all that stuff. We want to protect against the real enemies, the Russian and the Red Chinese, the Iranians, the Norks. And don't forget, old little Kimmy's got a little satellites up there. Got a satellite up there. It's got two nuky dukes in that he can just drop right out like a dumbbell. You know, or the Chinese can say, well, here's a billion or trillion or gazillion dollars, you know. Or there's treasuries. We'll just give you all of these. And you just go ahead and drop your EMPs out of the top and pop the grid. But meanwhile, what I've also told you, and I'm just letting you know again, and for all the 30-piece of silver fishermen and piece of crap out there, you better listen up, too, because let me tell you something. That old hypersonic's come for you, son or girl. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to tell you that the Lord Jesus is who I serve. I'm obedient to him. And I will tell you that the Lord, if you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, he will do that if you're sincere. If you're not, he'll spew it out of his mouth. If you're lukewarm, he'll spew it out. He would rather that that would be cold or hot. Well, let me say this. There are still Russians on the St. Lawrence Seaway and through the Great Lakes that probably got suitcases. We got people in the TVA from the Gatlinburg on up into the all through the Smokies and the Blue Ridge. They got allegedly got suitcases. They're looking for dams, and if you don't have any kind of good security, and I mean some tough boys, some boys that stay up all night, who got the night vision by the carrots before they even got it by the green weenie goggles, okay? But I'm talking about the boys who drink a little coffee and stay awake, all right? Them boys better be looking for the Russians and the saboteurs. And I will tell you what, Camp Lejeune, that accident down there in the deuce and a half or whatever trip it was, that's a weird accident. That thing shouldn't have flipped. You got about two people dead and 17 injured, and you didn't put any information really out about why the accident happened. Road accidents, you know, pretty quick, the state troopers get about, but I think something else happened to that. And you're going to have planes fall out of the sky. You're going to have all kind of stuff start to go down. But I will say this again. The U.S. is at full nuclear war protocol. The Russians are at it. And that would mean that the Chinese are also likely at it. And the day that FEMA set up its HF, its radio comm nets, for all the 10 regions and with the headquarters being out of the weather, the Mount Weather. And then you got Mount Pony, and you got the Greenbrier over in West Virginia, and you got this one and that one and the other one. There's a jillion different ones in the Federal Reserve. Guy, he's talking about digital currency. He's probably broadcasting from the bunker. But I'm going to tell you what. You better get, and if you can, get a brother Quail. And tell him to do it quick, or if you got to go locally, do it that way. But once you got your food, your water purification, your firearms, your NBC gear, nuclear, biological, chemical gear. How many years have I told you to get some of that just to be on the safe side? I told you to go to approved gas masks. That's what I've told you in the past, because they at least have brand new ones. But if you can find some locally or something else, go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. All right. And then what is the authenticator for this? What is the idea for this? Well, they knocked old Hawk off the air when he started talking about what if they gave a nuclear war and they didn't tell the American people about it, all right? What if they did that? It's not like, it's like and similar to back in the day of the Cuban Missile Crisis. But back then, they were putting stuff on Cuba, and oh, by the way, they've had stuff in Cuba. They've had the Cuban missile cruisers. Cubans have had the Russian missile cruisers, the subs down there. They're also in Venezuela, and they brought over more gold and silver and more ammo and more nuclear weapons, I'm sure, because we had the ships come all down. And they came out of the North Sea, came past England, went on in the Atlantic, and some went to Cuba. Some went on down to Venezuela. Now, you also got to remember that the Red Chinese have submarines and vessels and also have deals with 47 countries, probably more now, in South America. I also will tell you this. I didn't look before I went on the air, but I've been watching. And then there has been on the MIMIC, MIMIC-TPW version 2. It's at the University of Wisconsin. It is the tropical SSEC, the moisture stuff. And as I'm looking at the 180 worldview right now, I'm seeing in the Pacific, I'm seeing stuff in Alaska and in Kamchatka going back and forth, jamming or playing games, electromagnetic stuff. I see pulses coming up from underneath the Horn of Africa. If you go to the Horn of Africa and go down to a country or two beyond that, it's going on up into the Middle East, okay, going on up into the Med. I also see stuff popping up on the Chinese-Indian border, electromagnetic interference and stuff, either weather or they're putting electromagnetic stuff out. You also see that they turned the 5G on. I will tell you this. When they turned the 5G on, I noticed it Tuesday night, and I started getting a headache, and I don't get headaches. And I started getting the fuzzy brain and all the stuff that reminded me of when they zapped me on the right side of the electromagnetic stuff. But I will say this. This 5G can be turned up or down or more or whatever, and I will say this. I've seen videos of people's heads exploding in some areas when they turned it on. If you recall that all of this stuff they're putting in the vaccines, the carbon nanotubes, the graphite, the graphene oxide and dioxide, when it turns and it turns into self-assembling carbon nanotube scaffolds, wires, terminals, etc., or little razor blades, you know, like we've seen on the videos, where the German doctors and the researchers from all over the world put the pictures of the blood up and show you the stuff in it. Show you the stuff in it. Well, you don't think that they can then turn on a signal and change all the stuff into the graphene dioxide or hydroxide or whatever it is, the one that goes to the negative, and then starts to turn on the cytokine storm? I'm going to tell you something. I was at a funeral, and at the funeral, I talked to some people, and they were talking about all of the people they knew that had taken the vaccine that have been dropping like flies from heart attacks and aneurysms and stuff behind their eye and all of this and that and the other, brain aneurysms and tumors and strokes and all kind of stuff. And the most of them that are dying are vaccinated, not unvaxxed. So I've told you what I can tell you as a watchman. I don't know the exact time, and you need to go to the Lord in prayer with all of it and decide what you want to do. But there ain't no blood on Old Hawk's hands because he's told you. Now, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air if there is any air to be on. And then anything is most needed and welcome. Can be sent to Hawk. Could be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold. Could send it or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord bless you 10,000 fold. And old Mr. Z up there, in the cornfields, old Mr. Z, God bless you, for what you do and all the good people. The people, the beekeepers on the South Carolina coast, all the different places, the Warren Soul Drive crew, all the wonderful spots and places. The old Dunlaps and Hamptons and this and that and the other. The Maine Maniacs, the old Massachusetts people that used to be Maine Maniacs. All the good people. The Ohio's, the Indiana's, and all the ones, the Californians. There's good people in the California. And the old weather station up there on the hill, you know. And then up on the hill above the weather station, I know the Lord Jesus is going to take care of you. And my friends, the old stagecoach stop. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. All the listeners out there, the Lord Jesus wants you to survive and endure till the end. And the same shall be saved, then you need to go out and you need to get you some more food or more ammo or more this or that. And if it ain't tonight, it ain't tomorrow, it could be a week from now, it could be a month from now. It could be 3 days previously that we don't know about because we flipped to a new time frame. I don't care. But all of the things of the Russians, the United States, all the nuclear protocols have already been put in place. Everything is cocked and locked. All the planes are in the air. The ships are at sea. The people are marching down, up and down the old runways. There, loose beer and knives out of fight, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty men and women of outer, use your high tech to strike the right targets tonight if necessary. Bendigo Ranger, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, I know you're the best at what you do. And old road and track and little L, you listening to mama and daddy and everybody out there, Lord Jesus loves you. Lord Jesus loves you. Stand up and toe the line, and stand in the gap against the evil. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.